Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to the confusion of sujood al-sahu. No confusion at all. The first two parts is before salam, we've mentioned. If you subtract something and you cannot go back to it, like the mandatory things, you cannot go back to it. Khalas, it's done. Or you are in confusion, blind doubt. You do not know whether you did or you did not. You cast the doubt away. The third case, which is after the salam, is when you add something. And we said that whenever you add something to the prayer that is not considered to be from it, you have to prostrate after salam. As in the case if someone offers salam after the first rak'ah, or second rak'ah, or third rak'ah, hey, the prayer is not concluded. So he has to finish his prayer and offer the prostration of forgetfulness after the salam. Why? Because he added to it. If a person prostrates for the third time in the first rak'ah, and then this is an extra, what should I do? Continue your prayer, offer the sujood of prostration after the salam. Now, I left something in the first rak'ah, one sujood. I only offered one sujood, the second one I didn't, I stood up immediately. Scholars say, if I remember before reaching the second sujood of the second rak'ah or the following rak'ah, I should immediately sit down. I'll give an example. I made one sujood, I stood up for the second rak'ah. While in the second rak'ah, I remember, oopsie-daisy, I made a mistake. What to do? Immediately, I fall on my knees for the first sitting between the two prostrations, because this is something I left, right? After the first prostration, I stood up, which means that I left sitting between the prostrations, the second prostration. So when I remembered in the second rak'ah, I immediately went to it. And I continue my prayer normally. If I did not remember, except after finishing the second rak'ah with two sujood in it, scholars say the first one is void. And I consider the one that I completed, which is the second, to be my first, and I continue praying like this. Example, a man forgot to prostrate the second prostration in the first rak'ah and only remembered before salam. What to do? Huh? What do you think? What to do? Yes. Microphone.
So his first rak'ah is invalid and he has to complete that rak'ah and perform the sajda sahu because he has before taslim.
Meaning that he has to go and stand up and pray one more rak'ah. The man prayed four rak'ahs and he's in the tashahud position. But he remembered while in his tashahud position that the second prostration of the first rak'ah was not performed. So what to do? Now his first is invalid, it's void. So the second, third, and fourth are his first three. He's in the tashahud position, we tell him, stand up, pray the fourth, offer tashahud, offer salam, offer two prostration of forgetfulness and offer salam again. Understood, inshallah? No confusion. Okay, we come to the fourth category, which is if I am in doubt, but I have a hint. I have things to help me determine. So I am in my third rak'ah. Ya Allah, is this the second or third? No, most likely it is the third. How do you know? Because I usually give prostration in the second rak'ah and I say, oh Allah, pay off my debts, for example. And I remember saying this, so this means that this is my third rak'ah. I have a hint. In this case, the scholars say you have to work on your hint and complete your prayer as you have been able to determine and offer the sujood after the salam. So the doubt here, I'm able to find a hint. The doubt in case number two, I'm blinded. I have no hint at all. I don't know, wallahi, two or three. I have no idea at all. In this case, I cast the doubt. Here, no, I work with what is most likely to have happened. These are the four types of sujood, or the two types of sujood shahu, but the four cases where you divide things all together. Now, there are a lot and a lot and a lot of questions, and therefore, I'll open the floor for questions regarding sujood al-sahu only. Yes.
What if we are behind the imam And the imam does not make a mistake, but I feel that I have missed one sajda. For example, I understand that I missed one sajda.
Yeah.
So now what should I do? Should I do the ittiba of imam or should I make the sajda?
First of all, it is almost impossible for you to lose a sajda if you're praying with the imam. But I will hypothetically say, what happens if I forgot a mandatory thing? I did not say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Or I added in the, and this happens a lot, when the people in the prostration position and the imam says Allahu Akbar in the second rak'ah, a lot of people stand to thinking that it's the third, when everybody else is sitting. So they're standing and then they open their eyes, whoops, everybody is sitting, they come down. They've added something to prayer. Scholars say that you are one of two. If you've started the prayer with the imam, meaning that you don't have to complete after salam, you've prayed the four rak'ahs with the imam fully, then whatever mistakes you do, your prayer is valid. With the exception of missing al-fatiha in one of the rak'ahs. Because this means that a pillar is gone, you have to complete it after the salah. But if you missed one or two or more rak'ahs and you made a mistake, you have to rectify this mistake by offering sujood as-sahu. Not only that, imagine that if I came in the third rak'ah and the imam had done a mistake before, and after he offered salam, I cannot offer salam, I have to stand up. So I stand up and he says Allahu Akbar and prostrates. I continue my prayer. It's not my business. I continue my prayer, but after I conclude my prayer and offer salam, I offer two sujood. I didn't make a mistake, but scholars say because I must follow my imam. So I hope this answers your question.
Sheikh, question is that if I do not take into consideration these classifications that which you have just done, and I do it either before the salam or after the salam, is it valid?
Some scholars say that whenever you do it, it's valid. Others, like Shaykh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, they all say that the Prophet ﷺ did not do it before and after just for the heck of it. And he felt like doing it before and then he did it after. Just he didn't have anything better to do. Astaghfirullah, udhu billah. So definitely whatever the Prophet did was for a purpose, for a legitimate reason. And that is why we have to pray like he prayed. And this classification was put to you by Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, before him Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and all the great scholars of Islam, and Imam Ahmad before, stating that before and after has a legitimate reason. However, the majority of scholars say if you do it before salam, it's valid. Yes, Ashi.
Sheikh, what if I say Allahu Akbar twice in the beginning? And the second question is, if I am praying towards not towards the Qibla, and then I realize after the salah that that is not the Qibla, supposing this is the direction of the Qibla, what do I do in that case?
Regarding saying Allahu Akbar twice, this is an increase. You have increased something, so you have to offer salutation, salam, and then offer your forgetfulness, prostration. Regarding the diversion of the Qibla, if it is within 30 degrees, this is applicable. If the Qibla is there and I pray this way, it's okay. If I pray this way, it's okay. But if I pray 90 degrees or more or to the back, then I would have to check, why did I do this? If it was done completely by mistake, it's different than if it was done due to the fact that I was lazy to ask. A lot of the Muslims go and pray in different countries, lazy. They don't go ask the reception, where is the east? They don't ask the Islamic center, where is the Qibla? They just say, this looks like a good direction. And they pray to it. This is wrong. So he has to pray the prayer again. Yes, brother.
Some people offer the sujood as-sahu just before the durood in the attahiyat with salam on the right only. Is that valid or not? I'm talking of Hanafi school of thought.
I don't know about this. I know that the position to offer sujood as-sahu is after attahiyat and after as-salawat al-Ibrahimiyyah, just before salam. And we do not call it durood because durood is not an Arabic word. It's salat or tashahud. As-salatu ala nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So you offer it after you finish all of this before salam. So you offer it, and then you offer as-salam twice to the right and to the left.
If the imam falters and he remembers, then he should go back to the sujood after standing up. But the musalli who are on the second floor, the third floor, how do they come to know that the imam has changed the position?
They know by observing those in front of them.
No, but the floor is totally different. The floor is totally different.
Well, this is their problem. The scholars say that it is essential that those praying elsewhere are able to see the rows in front of them, or to see the rows who are able to see the imam, so that the prayer would be connected and they would be in congregation. And if they are in a different row and they do not know what the imam is doing, they will know after maybe one rak'ah. This happens a lot in prayer halls of women. When the imam is reciting a surah, and then he offers prostration of recitation. And the majority of women don't know that this is sujood al-tilawa. So they bow. And the imam, once he goes, Allahu Akbar, and stands to continue, this is Allahu Akbar. He says, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. They realize that they have done something wrong, and all things are mixed up and chaos takes place. And that is why it is essential that people see those in front of them, those who can see the imam, so that they could follow suit. Unfortunately, this is all the time we have. However, I believe that you may think of other questions about the sujood al-sahw or the prostration of forgetfulness. Until we meet next time, I'll leave you fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.